Om Shanti. It's like passing the parcel. Huh? So how's everyone doing? Good? Fine? How's Madhupan treating you? Wonderful. Carefree. Home. In that one word, the whole answer is there, right? Home. Home sweet home. When you saw the pictures of Madhuban before, and then when you came here, right? Was there a difference like? What the difference that you feel? You might have seen the pictures before, right? Pictures of Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar and all these places. You must have seen the videos or pictures. But then practically coming here, was there a difference? Yes? Big difference. Okay. What's the difference that you found?
Vibrations.
Yeah, experience. Yeah. Practically coming into these vibration makes a difference. Of course, with the pictures and videos, we can get the feel, but not 100%. Right? So, are you enjoying your Brahmin life? Yeah? Do you feel the difference between the life that you led before and after coming to Baba? Yeah? You feel heavy? It's very light. Do you feel, I have to renounce so much, I have to do so much, I have to wake up early in the morning, I have to listen? No? It does a lot, right? Yeah, we are coming on track, right? Because we were out of track before. So all the lifestyle and routine, everything was so different. And now gradually coming on track, yes, it's a little bit of effort. It's a little bit of, you find it difficult. But then when it becomes natural, so then it becomes easy, right? And whatever effort that we are making, now, when we get the return of that, right? When we get the experience, that beautiful experience of being in Baba's remembrance, Baba gives beautiful experiences all the time. So, in front of that experience, all the renunciation or efforts that we are making is nothing. Yeah, very petty, right?
Invaluable
also, right? Because we thought, okay, that our understanding and belief about life was different before. Now, everything is coming according to soul consciousness, according to, so it when it's coming in online, so then it's a little bit of difficulty is there, but then the experiences and the love, the power, the energy that the soul is experiencing, so then it's all worth it. Whatever effort that we are making is worth it, right? And we are also fortunate to be chosen by Baba, right? Chosen by God for this elevated task. And we are so ordinary. Don't you feel? We are so ordinary people leading a very ordinary life. And all of a sudden here comes and Baba chooses us for this elevated task of world transformation. And then we are so fortunate for being chosen, right? And any elevated task or any a high achievement, whether in the Laukic world or anywhere else, so that takes some renunciation, right? Some commitment, some, you know, something. It's always a give and take. If we let go of something, then we get something. So here as well, when the aim is so high, so then little bit of discipline is very much needed, right? Even in the student life, when we are sitting for a highest examination, so then what does the student do? If the exam is just, you know, 1 or 2 months ahead, after 1 or 2 months, what does the student do? You know, the student would just focus on the studies and let go of all the partying, all the, you know, all the other entertainment, and that student would never say, oh, I'm missing on all those things. Why? Because the focus is very high, the aim is high, and the student knows if I pass the exam, my life would be better in the future. Right? So then the student makes that effort and never feels that, yes, I have to let go of so many things. Here as well, we are, who are we? Godly students, right? We are godly students. We are our teacher, our professor, Baba himself, God himself is our professor, and it's such a big university that we are studying in. And the aim of this university, because every university has its aim. University of doctors creates doctors. University of engineers creates engineers. You know, let's say here, this university is creating world peace. But what type of students is it creating? Deities, right? This university is creating angels, is creating deities for the future. Right? And this is an education, this is a study, and that's why it is called as Brahma Kumari's World Spiritual University. Right? So we are studying this as an education, and our professor is Baba. Right? So here, in order to achieve our aim, what is the discipline that we need to follow? Of course, there's lots of fun, but along with that, there is certain maryada, certain srimat that we need to follow. Right? The foundation of Brahmin life. What is the foundation of Brahmin life? Purity, right? Because without purity, the virtues can't be inculcated. Whatever virtues that we see in the worldly human beings, they are all, you know, like superficial, but then the main foundation of all virtues is purity, right? Without, for example, if I don't take bath, right, if I don't clean myself, it's all dirty, but on that I'm putting on makeup. How's it? How does that feel? I'm feeling very dirty. I haven't taken bath for several days. And I'm stinking. I'm all dirty. Even if I'm not stinging, you know, it feels so bad. The skin, you don't feel fresh if you didn't take bath, right? So, I haven't cleansed my body for a long period of time, but then I'm applying makeup. It doesn't suit, right? So, cleansing, purity, you know, of the soul is very much needed for the virtues to be inculcated in the soul deeply. And also, it has to be inculcated to the core, right? Because this, whatever inculcation that happens now, will last for the entire cycle now. Whatever is we are inculcating, will last for It's not that, okay, for the next only 1 year, I'll be happy. Only 1 year, I'll be honest. 1 year, I'll be obedient. No. All the virtues will have to last for the entire cycle. For that, then that deep cleansing of the soul has to happen. And that cleansing is purity. And purity means, here, according to the word, it's a thing, but here it has a totally different understanding about purity. Baba says Brahmacharya, but also Brahmachari. Means celibacy, but along with that is following the footsteps of Brahma Baba. Right? And during the initial days of the establishment of this organization, many people came to Brahma Baba and told Baba, Baba, your knowledge is so good. You know, it gives us so much deep understanding about the self, about God, about karma, everything. But you know, if you let go of this one discipline of celibacy, so then, you know, you will have many, many followers. You'll have many, many followers. What did Baba say? Do you know what Baba said? Baba said, I don't want followers. Almighty Baba, Shiv Baba also doesn't want followers. Baba wants air souls, Varis. Right? So, to become Varis, to become air soul, so then, this is very much needed, because whoever, we have seen the temples, right? The deities. What is there on the face? You know, their faces and their personality is so vibrant. Of course they are all virtuous, but then they are completely pure. Right? So we have seen the images of the deities. Of course, it is not exactly what it is in the golden age, but to some extent, at least, you know, 60%, it's somewhat similar, but it is much more than what we look around in the temples. And so, what is the qualification of the deity? Do you know what the qualification of the deities are? Of course, there are 5 qualifications. Have you heard of that? What are the 4 or 5 qualifications? It's a test for you. No? First is Sola Kala Sampurna. 16 celestial degrees complete. No, first is Sarvagun Sampan. First is Sarvagun Sampan, all virtues. First is Sarvagun Sampan, means all virtues. Secondly, Sola Kala Sampurna, that is 16 celestial degrees complete. Sampurna Nirvikari, means completely viceless. Completely viceless means, not even a trace of any vice. Not even 5, but also not even the traces of the extension of those vices, right? Sampurna Nirvikari and Ahimsa Param, completely non-violent, right? Completely non-violent means not even physical violence, but not even through the mind, completely non-violent. And Baba speaks of 2 types of violence, right? One is the physical violence, killing and all, hurting people, and the other is the violence of impurity, Baba speaks of. So completely non-violent. And then Maryada Purushottam, completely following the Maryadas, and the one who is the embodiment of all Maryadas. So when we understand the 5 qualifications of the deities, so when we have to become like that, so gradually We need to inculcate all these, right? So, Sarvagun Sampan, you have understood, right? All virtues. Solakala Sampurna, it's a depiction of completion. So, when we look at the moon, it has phases, right? Solakala means in the olden days, 16 celestial degrees complete means it indicated full moon, those days. So in the golden age, the soul will be completely powerful. Completely. So I don't need to have any, when I develop any relationship, when I come interaction, so I don't expect anything from anyone. Because each of us is like a full moon, complete. Right? So when we interact, there is no emptiness here. What I have to fill in. So in Iron Age world, what's happening is, it's like the, you know, just before no moon, new moon we have, it's like one or two lines, some small line, which is only 5%. 95% is empty. When the soul is only 5% full and 95% empty, now when I interact with people, what is the expectation? 95% is empty here. I want respect. I want love. I want recognition. I want this. I want that. Because it's empty here. But in golden age, we are all complete. Where there is no expectation of taking anything. But just a simple... No feeling of giving also there. Because everyone is full. Who needs what? Right? So now in the Iron Age world, now when I'm just 5 or 10% complete, who is going to fill me? Because each one of us, all human beings in this world, are not full. Only Baba, the ocean, can fill me. Whatever I need, only Baba can give me. And that's why Baba says, you know, cut off, renunciation. Why all this, Baba says, you get detached from the human beings, detached from the iron-aged world, because when I detach, I have no expectation from anyone. Right? Baba says, detachment doesn't mean you have to go away from your family, go away from your responsibilities. No. Baba says, live in your home, take care of your family, do your job, but how? How do you have to do everything? Just like a lotus. We have to lead a life like a lotus. Living in an iron-aged world, in the dirty water of iron-aged world, where there is a lot of negativity around, but then my life is like a lotus, not attached to the iron-aged world, but then radiating fragrance. That is possible when I am mentally detached. Detachment comes from purity. When I'm attached to Baba. Because we have the sanskar of being attached for a long period of time. From copper age onwards, we are attached to some people always. Some people or some things always. The sanskar of getting attached is always there. So now Baba says, so we have to get detached, but detachment is difficult. So Baba says, get attached to me. Right? So when I get attached to Baba, I am receiving all the energy for the soul, which is 95% empty. So I am filling here. So gradually, I am getting detached from the world. Just like, you know, when a halwa is being prepared. How do we make out that it is completely cooked? It's not, it detaches itself from the pan. Then we feel, okay, it's completely cooked. Right? And even the fruit in the tree, when it is completely ripe, it automatically falls from the tree. Right? Until it is getting ripe, it wants that nutrition. It is taking the nutrition from the tree. And as soon as the fruit is completely ripe, what it took whatever it wanted, it got detached from the tree. So in the same way, when the soul becomes complete, means I'm drawing energy from Baba, the soul is experiencing love, happiness, power, whatever the soul needs. And gradually, I'm getting detached from the world because the soul is experiencing from Baba. So, we need to get attached to Baba so that we get detached from the world. So, this is purity. Right? And when we follow purity or celibacy, the energy surges. Energy increases of the soul. And that's why Baba says, because on one hand we are meditating, we are connecting, we are doing all types of efforts to experience peace, happiness and everything. But then when we indulge in impurity, the energy falls down drastically. Whatever we are making effort, it shouldn't get, lost. The leakage shouldn't happen. Right? So that's the reason Baba says, close all your leakage points. In a bucket, if there are holes, you're filling the water, but it is getting leaked. So then we say, okay, I've been meditating for 5 years now. I'm following all the disciplines, but even then I'm not feeling that energy. I'm not feeling that power. Why? We have not checked those holes, right? So that's why Baba says, check those holes, check the leakage, and then when we meditate or connect to Baba, we can fill the soul and the transformation happens gradually, right? So at the second level of purity, Baba usually speaks of is purity of food. Food. Purity of food. Why do you think Baba is asking us for that? Yeah. As the food, so the mind. Food affects the mind directly. Affects the karmic account, yes, of course. But directly it affects the mind, enough. Because that's the only thing that we put into the body. 4 times, 5 times, 6 times during the day. Whatever we drink, whatever we eat. We are putting constantly into the body. Whatever is going to the stomach is affecting the mind. Because the soul and the body are so deeply connected. They are the companions, the soul and the body. They are companions from the birth till the death. They are deep companions. So whatever happens to the body affects the soul. Whatever happens to the soul affects the body. Right? So now when we say it is so difficult to control the mind. People say, na, man bada chanchal hai. Na, it's very naughty. We can't control the mind. So now when the mind is subtle, it's so difficult to control the mind. And we have left the mind free for half a kalpa. For half the cycle, we have left the mind free. We never made the effort to control the mind. So now the first thing Baba says, control your mind. Think positive. Don't think negative. The first thing that Baba says is, get rid of negative and waste thoughts. Control your mind. So, when the soul doesn't have the energy to control the mind, the best thing is control the food, which is affecting the mind. To control physical things is easy. To control the subtle one, it's difficult. Right? So, this is a way that Baba says, because the mind is degraded so much, we have to take that from tamopradhan to satopradhan. Right? There's a drastic change that is happening in this confluence age. So then, Baba wants us, because through this, the elevation happens quickly. And what are the things that affect the mind? There are three things. The doorway to the mind. What are the three doorways to the mind? The doorways to the mind is physical organs, you know. Whatever we see that impacts the mind, right? Whatever we see, this is the first doorway. But this has the door. Right? We can shut the eyes if we don't want to see. But this is very effective. Whatever we see, we absorb. We absorb. Then Baba says, have positive vision. Right? Positive vision. So whatever we read, whatever we see, whatever we take in through these eyes will impact directly. And then the second doorway are the ears. Right? Whatever we listen, it impacts the soul. And the third is whatever we eat. That impacts the mind. Right? So these three things we need to check. So the foremost thing is the food that we eat. So what is a pure food? What is the definition of pure food? Yes. Can you cook non-veg and offer Baba? No, right? So what are the physical ingredients which should be there and which should not be there? No non-vegetarian, right? Why no non-vegetarian food? Yes. It carries the emotions of the animal. Emotions of fear, anxiety, and violence also. Alright? So that's the reason Baba says, no non-vegetarian food. And also, nowadays, even the scientists, even the people, they are saying the human teeth or the intestine is not made for non-vegetarian food, right? So, but it impacts the mind mostly. That's the reason Baba says no non-vegetarian food. And no onion and garlic, because that the chemicals that are there in that onion and garlic, it increases anxiety. And doesn't allow the mind to be stable. So that's the reason Baba says no onion and garlic. Because as meditators, our mind has to be focused. Our mind needs concentration. Right? It can't wander around. So that, and onion and garlic impacts the mind in that way. So Baba says no onion and garlic. And thirdly, prepared in Baba's remembrance. Because whatever we buy from the store, it has that energy, right? So then when we cook in Baba's remembrance, we are changing the energy level of the things that we are cooking. And then offering bhog and eating with Baba's remembrance, eating in Baba's remembrance. So these are the steps that we need to follow when we are consuming the food. This is pure food. So when we follow that, and you have, experienced the difference, the food that you eat here in Madhuban? Did you feel the difference? It's so very ordinary, but then it is prepared by Madhuban Nivasis. It's prepared by the yogis for a long period of time. The energy level is completely different here, right? So you can create this atmosphere even back at home. When you follow these disciplines constantly for a long period of time, then definitely the atmosphere can be changed at your home as well. That's why Baba says, ghar ghar swarg banna hai. Every home has to become heaven. You have to create that atmosphere of heaven. So that is possible by following small disciplines like this, right? And the third thing that Baba usually says is, because ours is a student life and waking up at Amrit Vela is a must, right? And when we wake up at Amrit Vela, the difference that you feel, the energy that Baba fills us in, the power that Baba fills us in is very different. Amrit Vela, that hour of nectar. Baba fulfills the wishes of the soul at that time. No matter whatever you want to experience from Baba, whatever power, whatever virtue, whatever, you know, whatever obstacles that you want to get rid of, overcome. So that is the time that Baba really fills. Whatever we want, we can experience from Baba. That is the time. And fourthly, listening to Baba's Murali. Because listening impacts the soul. And when we listen to the Murali, Baba says there is a certain method through which we have to follow when we listen to the Murali. Baba says, sit in the class and listen in the gathering. Because, you know, like the eyes we are absorbing through the drishti, and the gathering, the eyes also is getting through the inner, and ears also are being used. So, Baba says, in the gathering, when you listen, it creates that impact. Okay? Instead of listening alone, online. Nowadays, of course, we have our own challenges, because either center is far away, or we can't make it every day. So it's okay, but at least if you're not able to go every day to the center, at least twice in a week, can we make it to the center? On Thursdays and Sundays. Is it possible? Is it possible? Yeah? Only one yes is there. Once in a week is possible, okay? Okay, who would say, every day I go to the center? Very nice. Even if you're not able to go at the Murali time. If you go to the at the Murali time, it's the best. Okay? Spending that 45 minutes in Baba's remembrance in the gathering, and you're energizing the soul for the entire day. Right, that is the best. But you are not able to go at the Murali time. At least, you know, any time during the day, just going for 5 minutes, sitting in Baba's room and coming. Just do, when you do that and see practically what happens, you know, when I was, because I got this knowledge when I was very small, right? So when I was in the college, 1 month in January, I said, okay, because the center was too far off, I couldn't go every day. But Sunday, in January, then they said, no, no matter what happens, because my college started at 7 o'clock in the morning. So I couldn't attend Murali class in the morning. So evenings, I would be tired to go. Right? So it didn't happen every day. At least twice in a week, I would. But January, I made it a point. Now, every day, no matter what happened, I will definitely go to the center. So, I went every day. I could see the difference in my energy. Yes, of course, in the morning I couldn't go, but evening definitely I went for Murli or just for 10 minutes or whatever happened. Like, so the energy level changed. So try. And where there is a will, there is a way. We have to prioritize these things. When we prioritize, then we can feel the difference in ourselves. Because meditating at home, meditating in the center, and meditating here in Madhuban, you can see the difference. Right? Of course, you can't come to Madhuban every day, but at least you have a mini Madhuban there, the center. So make it a point to visit as much as possible, if not every day. Okay? So that will really help in your spiritual growth. Yeah? So these are the four things when we pay attention to. Purity of food, Amrit Vela and Murli class. All other things fall into place. Because the transformation of the sanskars happen, right? So it can't happen in 15 days or 1 month. Gradually it happens when we follow this physical routine. So this is the beginning. And then it goes on, right? So, tomorrow is your ring ceremony. And ring ceremony is not just an ornament on the finger. It's a commitment to Baba. And whatever hope that Baba has in us. Baba has high hopes in all of us. Yeah? Baba has high hopes in all of you. Yeah? Yes, and that's why you're here. That's why you're able to come to Madhuban. Not everyone who wishes to come is able to come here. Now, there are many, many Brahmins. They love Baba. They love Madhuban. But they're not able to make it to Madhuban. It doesn't mean that Baba doesn't love them. Baba loves them, but they have their own part. But you are the special ones. Where you could make it to Madhuban, and Baba has high hopes in all of you. So now, in order to fulfill the hopes of Baba, so at least if you are able to follow these four things for the future, right? Because you have felt that difference, right? The life before becoming Brahmin, after coming to Baba. So when you are experiencing so much of lightness, power, happiness, so why not continue to the end in the future as well, right? So this is when I commit to Baba, the Baba would definitely help us. So if we have, it's just that we have to put that one step of courage ahead. Baba is always there to guide me. And it is not that we are holding Baba's hand. Baba is holding our hand. Because if I hold Baba's hand, I can become naughty and just careless and leave Baba's hand. But it is Baba who is holding our hand. And this is possible only through commitment. Yes, Baba, I will definitely do it. I will definitely fulfill your hopes, wishes, right? You're ready for it? Yes. You have any questions? Any confusion, any clarity that you want? Houses, yeah. Yeah, sometimes in a household, when you're living in the household, so you visit your relatives' houses, and you go, they also come and you have to go, and this is a thing that you have to be doing. But then Baba says, be yukti yukt, then you can say, okay, I'm on a diet, or you can't just say, no, you're not a Brahmin, I'm a Brahmin. You can't say that, and you can't hurt them, right? So you can have to be very yukti-yukt, very clever, you know, just giving excuses. Right? Yeah. Is it difficult? You feel it difficult? Yeah. You know, by this our president of India, she is a BK, right? And even now, she follows purity of food. You know, whoever is cooking is a Brahmin of his child, and she wants it in a certain way. No onion and garlic in Baba's remembrance, and wherever she goes, she prefers that. And in the president's house, all sattvic food is great. Even if she invites anyone for dinner or lunch, only sattvic food is served. Say, okay. So say, oh, I'm inviting a foreigner or a delegation from abroad. And no, nothing doing. We serve you sattvic food. When I stick to my principles, everyone will respect us. Yeah? Traveling. Mm-hmm. So when you're entertaining, of course, you can provide them, but again, whatever is, you know, you can. But then you don't have to consume it. Doesn't. Yeah? You can consume any of juice or yogurt or fruits. Something like that. You don't have to consume cooked food with onion and garlic. You avoid that. Even if you go to a relative center, you can take fruits, you can take milk or something, which is... as far we don't prefer, but then if you can't, then you can take bread, it's okay. But whenever you buy anything from the store, please check the ingredients. Please check the ingredients before you buy. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. No problem at all. Yeah. Okay. It's your choice again. So just Baba has just, you know, given that clarity. Okay. The food affects the mind. It's a simple logic. And it's practical. Okay? So it's up to you what you want to do. Right? We can't say, okay, you don't do this, you don't do this. It's your life. It's your choice now. So if you want to consume, if you don't want to hurt them, then you will have to give vibrations to the food and then consume. But then again, I would say it will impact your mind to some extent. So it's a simple thing. Okay, so it's up to you how much you can follow, how much it is practical for you to follow. So it's up to you. Right? We don't say, oh, don't do this, don't do that. But we know why we are supposed to do that. That's it. Yeah? Don't take it too harsh on yourself. Oh, this, we have to do this, do this. But gradually, take it gradually, one step at a time. Yeah? So at least you have got rid of non-vegetarian food, you got rid of onion and garlic out of from your diet. And now gradually take one step at a time. And then the major thing is gone, things are gone. So now gradually. Don't take too much, you know, otherwise it will be a burden, like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do this. It's like... Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. If it's a team thing that who's hosting, then it wouldn't impact you so much. But if you're alone who is hosting, then it would impact you. You know, have you heard the story thing of Brahma Baba? Brahma Baba, you know, right? Brahma Baba, Dada Lake Raj, was a jewel merchant. And he used to host all the kings and, you know, princes of the royal family for his parties. So even before Baba Shiv Baba, you know, incarnated in his body, he never provided in his parties. It would never the non-vegetarian food and alcohol was never served in his parties. He was hosting all alone, right? But in spite of that, he never hosted. He never included all these things in his party. And that's why the kings, you know, kings you have all the luxury of. And they used to say, oh, God made mistake, you know, like why did he make, he should have made you a sadhu or a saint. Your party is very fika, very simple. So it's up to you. So then don't take tension, you know, you feel stressed, stressed out. You'll find a way, okay? When you remember Baba, Baba will definitely guide you what you have to do, right? Don't get stressed. Yeah. Yeah. Om Shanti. It's up to you. Baba has given you the wisdom, understanding. It's up to you how you take your life journey. If you want to take it, if you have that power to take it instantly and do quickly and go ahead, that's okay. But if you want to take it slowly, that's also, it's your journey. Yeah, but at least you have, you don't eat non-vegetarian food, right? Even when you go out. Yeah, if you avoid those things, it's better. But mainly these two. Out of the vegetarian, jam food. Jain food, Jain food. Have Jain food. Onion and garlic. Jain food, yeah. It's your choice again, right? But vibrations are different, right? It, because that's not cooked with Baba's remembrance. So, Nowadays, everywhere. Most of the places, I think, you get it. Okay. So now, do you want to come in first grade, first class, second class, third class? This is a university, right? So it's not a strict rules. Oh, if you don't know this, Baba will punish you. Baba is not going to punish you, right? Baba will never punish me. The only thing is, my energy, because I'm making a lot of efforts, making at Amrit Vela, listening to Murli class, churning and trying to understand and make transforming the sanskars. So much of energy and time is being put, and I'm trying to elevate my energy. And here again, I'm putting into my stomach the food which is the energy level is down. So now the energy level is gradually increasing because of the effort that I'm making. But now again I'm putting this into my stomach. So then again the energy level goes. Then I have to make that effort. Then I put, then again. It's like a lot of effort, a lot of struggle. So for that Baba says, avoid this. So take it gradually. Don't get stressed. But yes, when you have an aim of doing this, then definitely it will happen. You will find ways and means to do this. Okay? Happy? So, yeah, the sisters are here after having 2 minutes of meditation. And then you can register for ring ceremony tomorrow. Okay? From the sisters.